We welcome you into our one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, brought to you by Gatorade. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year to you, Coach. Offense, let's start there. The NFL record for most explosive plays, 20-plus yards. Amazing with a first-year team. Everything came together so quickly. How did it come together so quickly? What does that mean to you to have so many explosive plays?
I mean, one of our goals is two things you want to do on offense. You don't want to turn the ball over, and you want to create explosive plays. So it's part of what our system, you know, kind of strives for on a continuous basis. You know, I think those are the things that it's such a difficult league in terms of advancing the football because everybody's so good and so fast that if you can get those chunk plays, you know, 20-plus, that it certainly helps you from an offensive standpoint. And then it's just really a testament to our players is that we've got some really good skill players that if people are going to – our whole goal is to get speed and space, and if we can get some speed and space, we're going to get some pretty big plays.
Not speed and space, but the guys up front and I think left tackle Jason Peters, haven't talked a lot about him. Remarkable comeback from the Achilles tendon injuries. Can you talk about the way you've seen him work hard and develop and play so well this season?
Well, the interesting thing is I've never seen Jason hurt. You know, when I got here, he was full go when we started OTAs in April. So I know he had a history and obviously missing time before that to real credit to him. But from day one when he got here, he was in shape and ready to play. So we've been fortunate that our entire group is, you know, we've started the same lineup for all 16 games. And there's a lot of continuity with that. Broken a young right tackle in Lane Johnson, and Lane did an outstanding job. But when you put him next to a veteran like Todd Hermans, getting Jason Kelce back, you know, Evan Mathis, who's just a you know, kind of a guy up front that's a rock in terms of been here for a long time. He's got a great understanding of what we're doing. And then obviously you have an all-pro and Jason. It's a really good mix of athleticism, you know, five guys that really love playing football and are dedicated to what they do.
Chip, to make this work offensively, you have to have a lot of depth. And Pat Shurmur's talked about the depth at running back, and now he wishes he had that kind of depth at previous places he's been. How do Bryce and Chris Polk, how do they stay sharp? They don't seem to get a lot of reps in games, but when they're out there, very productive in every phase.
Well, I think the good thing is that you have competition, you know, and so they also know that we're not afraid to put either of them in the game because they've proven it to us on the practice fields and our training sessions is that they warrant playing time. So Chris and Bryce both are stalwart special teams players for us. So, you know, even though somebody may not see them line up at running back, you know, it's they are fresh because they're out there for X amount of snaps on teams. They're very involved in the game. Chris had a big catch for us early in the first quarter there. Bryce did a great job in the fourth quarter for us. And the great thing about both those guys is our offense doesn't change. You know, sometimes you have a big back and then you have a little back. And so, well, we can't run this when we have the little guy in the game. Or, you know, we can't get outside if we have the big guy in the game. I think that our skill set for all three of those guys is very similar so that we don't have to change what we're calling play-wise depending on what running back's in the game.
On the defensive side, Brandon Boykin, another big play, many big plays, and ends the Dallas game. We saw him in the Washington game. Natural that he's around the football? Is there something behind the scenes that we don't see that makes him tick in those situations?
Well, it's just how he practices. You know, he seems to get his hands on a lot of balls in practice, and he's really, I think, wrapped his arms around being an inside slot corner, which is entirely different than being an outside corner as much as I'm not sure if people really understand that. It's as different as being an inside linebacker and an outside linebacker is that the patterns that you see in there, the people that you cover, what you do, who you're working with, all that is extremely difficult and different than what you get outside. You know, and outside, a lot of times you're by yourself all the time. And it's just you and the receiver inside. There's a lot of different schemes, passing off, working with linebackers, getting a real good feel for it. And it's its own distinct position. And I don't know why it's not kind of singled out more. Being a nickel is a lot different than any other position on the team.
Is it often that cornerbacks excel both outside and inside?
Or no, I think that's very rare. Most of the time, the nickel is the nickel. You know, when they go to five DBs, the fifth DB being Brandon comes in the game because the spot is so different. And I think if you try to cross-train him, it would be like trying to play, you know, Trent Cole for two downs at outside linebacker, and then on third down, move him to inside linebacker. There's not enough practice time. There's not enough work at it. So it's really become its own position.
Kerry Williams won four playoff games last year, won the Super Bowl last year with the Ravens. Anything with that experience that he can bring to the team?
No, I just think what he brings every day. I mean, he brings a great work ethic. And you know, I don't know if people get confused, but we don't sit there and ask, hey, you've been to the playoffs. Tell us what happened. I think this group knows what we do against the New Orleans Saints is exactly what we have to do versus Dallas. It's the same thing we did versus Detroit, versus the Redskins, is that we have a weekly approach and we stay in rhythm in terms of how we approach it just because the game means more. But I would argue that our last seven games of the season meant more, because if we lost one of them, we wouldn't be in the situation we were in. So, you know, we've been in a playoff mode for a while here.
Chip, Donnie Jones has just had a terrific season. Obviously a huge kick in Dallas. How much do you value knowing that you've got this money guy at the punter position?
It just a great weapon for us, and there's total confidence in our punt team when they go on the field, you know, that we're going to flip the field. And there's so many times we've downed the ball inside the 20, you know, and it's a combination of everything. It starts with a snap with John, and then obviously Donnie's ability to get it out of there, but then we've got great coverage units that do a great job of not only protecting him, but also getting down the field and covering. And we face some really dynamic returners. We're going to face another one in Sproles this week. But we got a lot of confidence in our punting unit. And I said it the other night, and I really meant it, is that it was the second most impressive kick, because he did hit the video board in pregame warm-up. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know if that could be done, but he was trying to do it, and he did it.
you lose one of your really best cover players. You talk about that. And yet nothing lost. Players like Rock and Brad Smith, who comes in late in the season and really has added a lot of juice to the coverage groups. Can you talk about what he's added there?
Yeah, you know, Brad's a proven veteran. I think he had 72 special teams tackles in 7 years at Buffalo and then came in here, and you're seeing it. He really made an impact early on kickoff cover. He's a bigger body. You know, what we're really looking for, we're looking to get bigger at every position, and big, physical, can run, extremely smart and intelligent. He's starting to get involved more in terms of what we're doing offensively, but could step right in as a special teams guy and help with Colt being out. Now, we anticipate Colt being back this week, so it's another addition for us. But his ability to really help on teams has been huge, not only as a cover guy, but even as a returner. He's had a couple really big returns for us as a kick returner.
Saturday night, it's obviously the New Orleans Saints come to town. They have this offense that scores a lot of points. We've seen them over the years with Coach Payton and Drew Brees. What makes them so unique, so special in this game?
Well, the first two names you mentioned, you know, obviously Sean's won a Super Bowl, and they've got a wealth of experience, and then you have a Hall of Fame quarterback coming in here that's got a good understanding of what they do. You know, he's right there with Brady and Manning in terms of understanding their system and knowing where everybody's supposed to be at every time on the field. So, you know, it's going to be very difficult to fool them. You know, it's a lot different facing someone like Drew and Peyton than it is facing a younger quarterback. And then he's got some weapons. You know, he may have the best pass-catching tight end in the league in Jimmy Graham. He's got some other receivers that really complement him. They've got, you know, a slew of backs and Thomas and Sproles, you know. So it's a difficult group to defend just because of how diverse they are. And then they got a quarterback that knows where all five eligible receivers are in every play and isn't adverse to throwing it to any of them.
What about Jimmy Graham? 6'7", runs great, catches everything. Really tough matchup.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup just because he's a tight end, but he also can play like a receiver. And a lot of times, you know, 50% of the time, they're going to line him up as a receiver. So it's maybe too athletic for linebackers to cover. He's too big for defensive backs to cover. He's really kind of, you know, that ideal guy, you know, in terms of what you're trying to get from a mismatch standpoint, and he creates a lot of them.
What do they do with Sproles on offense? Is he somebody they move around a lot?
Same thing. They move him all over the place. He's in the backfield. He'll carry the ball. He's split out wide as a receiver. He's, you know, another guy that's a versatile piece for him is that he's not just one thing. He's just a dynamic football player that can hurt you in a lot of different ways. And he's a mismatch problem. You know, if you get the wrong linebacker on him, he's going to exploit it. You know, if you put a DB on him, then they may bring him in the backfield and run the ball, and now the DB has to play linebacker, and that's really not what he usually plays. So, you know, Sean's got a lot of weapons on the offensive side of the ball to play with.
On defense, are they generally a pressure package? I know Coach Ryan has been that way in the past. What are they kind of?
Yeah, he's the same. You know, he's a very aggressive, but yet very sound. They put in a lot of new things on a weekly basis, so a lot of things that you see and you study on film from 1 week to the next week, you know, it'll be different for us. And we just have to be prepared to make in-game adjustments against him. But he's done a great job of taking over that defense, and I think they're fourth in the league right now and doing a great job of creating pressure on the quarterback, presenting different looks and confusing quarterbacks. And they got a bunch of guys that play very, very hard on the defensive side.
Chip, what can the fans do on Saturday night? What kind of atmosphere do you want? What kind of energy do you want from the fans?
The same thing they've done all season. They've been fantastic all year long. I don't think I have to ask our fans to do anything more than they've done.
Okay, good. All right, good luck on Saturday night, Coach. Thanks for joining us. Chip Kelly presented one-on-one, presented by Gatorade.